This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. An unusual witness appeared at a hearing chaired by Colorado Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette on COVID vaccine hesitation. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
You'd expect doctors and public health experts at a hearing like this, but how about an actor and woodworker? Nick Offerman of Parks and Recreation says he wanted to send a positive message about the vaccine to those who might be hesitating. He describes the vaccine as a product of human ingenuity built on decades of work.
Medicine doesn't care who you voted for. The vaccine doesn't take sides unless you count alive versus dead.
While more people in the country are getting vaccinated, DeGette says there's a pressing need to encourage those waiting to get the shot. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Both sides of Highway 24 temporarily shut down last night as crews cleared wreckage from a livestock truck crash. CPR's Matt Moret reports.
The semi-truck had 91 cattle on board when it crashed Tuesday night between Colorado 29 and I-25. It's still unclear what caused the accident, which injured two people and killed 22 cows. Captain Michael Smaldino with the Colorado Springs Fire Department says it set up barricades to protect the surviving cattle.
We're not cattle wranglers, but we were able to help get them reloaded onto another semi to get them out of there.
Smaldino says fire crews left the area around midnight. Both sides of Highway 24 have since reopened. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
Coming up, the Texas governor will sign a bill to allow residents to carry handguns without training or a background check. The story in 5 minutes. The Milwaukee Brewers are offering COVID vaccines outside the ballpark today and tomorrow, followed by a ticket to the game. That story in 15 minutes on All Things Considered. At CPR.org, the political and social upheaval of the past year has left a big impression on young people. Graphic design students in Jefferson County created posters of a cultural icon who has faced discrimination or challenges. Some students chose subjects that relate to their own lives.
It kind of made me feel happy, kind of less scared that these things are a part of a human. You can't change that.
You can see the students' posters at CPR.org. Denver, 75 degrees. Fort Collins, also 75. This is CPR News.